episode 42 for Thursday, August 22nd. Designing a web page using Squarespace for personal and professional use. Let's go to the show. This is the Mac Minutes Podcast with John Scudder, where you will learn about the world of Apple and how technology can help you work smarter, personally and professionally. And we will do that in mere minutes, not hours. That's why this is the Mac Minutes Podcast. Thank you for listening. In this episode, we're going to discuss the web page designer company Squarespace and how two Apple enthusiasts designed separate websites using do-it-yourself platform for the first time. This is a great episode for those who are in small businesses or civic organizations looking for worldwide exposure via an internet. My guest today is Gary Miller from the Alaskan Apple Users Group. Gary, welcome to the show.
Thank you, John.
Can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yes. So I'm on the board of the Alaskan Apple Users Group, and what I do is both the website, we'll talk about in a second, and I do the Facebook page. So I'm the guy that kind of tries to do a little getting in touch with people who may not know us, and for those that are members, they can keep up with what we're doing.
Okay. And I'm John Scudder, as I said, and the website I designed was for my business, small business. And what advantage Squarespace gave to me is that I was able to do it in an affordable manner, and it was easy. I didn't have to take any courses. And before I go much further here, I want to say that neither one of us have accepted any kind of advertising from Squarespace or any in-part merchandise or anything that. So you're getting a purely unbiased opinion about the building of the websites. And Gary, you built the Alaskan Apple Users Group website just recently.
Yes. So my experience with using this is our website for the user group previous to this was done by someone else. And I always felt uncomfortable that you had a lot of code. It was something that was beyond me. So we as a board looked at what would be good, and I'd always heard Squarespace was an easy-to-use, template-driven website. And that means that the company came up with different approaches to help you accomplish what you wanted to do. And so I picked a template on there that would be pretty simple. What I figured is I'd have the main page would, you know who we are and a little bit what we're doing. It would have an about page. It would have the ability to keep adding pages. And so it was something that I started with nothing, and the company, what they do for help is they have numerous videos you can watch. They have when I would start building it and I'd say, oh, how do I do such and such? They have a chat feature. So you'd be on your website, you'd be seeing what you're doing, and then you would say, I'd like some help, and they would come on and you'd do these chats back and forth in a text format. And then I would go work on it. And then if the next day I had something new to do, I would go back. But they were always willing. They have 24-hour email support. And so it did take me some time, but I was happy in the end getting done what I wanted, knowing that I can continue to improve it or change it easy.
Well, what I liked is it was a U.S. company. I think they're from Brooklyn, New York. And so there's the time you could call them and get to time at a reasonable time in Alaska. And they were always helpful. And I think I enjoyed the templates too. And I think for somebody, let's say if you're having a wedding in 6-8 months, this is a perfect site. You can go ahead, create a web page, and after 8 months, you end it and it's all over. And so it's a useful tool that doesn't have to be permanent. You don't have to spend a lot of money to do it.
Mm-hmm. The way that's a good segue into cost. So, in our case, mine, I'm paying $12 a month. It doesn't matter if you're an individual or who you are, a nonprofit, etc. It's $12. We paid for it a year, and they gave us a free domain name. So ours is akappleug.com, and you have many choices. You could make it .net, .biz, all those different ones, but it was very easy to do that part. I think that's what I liked, is they make it pretty simple for you. It's not complicated, and like John's saying, you could stop it when you don't like it anymore. You know, we paid for a year, but I thought, you know, you save a little money that way. So that's why I did that.
Yes, and I thought we should tell you the website. It's www.squarespace.com. And you can find more information at our website. It's at macminutes.blubrry.net. And another feature that I like is that when you can also give it to somebody else without a lot of training. So if you're in a civic club where there's a rotation after a year, you can pass it on to the next person, and they don't have to be a web designer. They can, if they know Facebook well and know their way around the computer, they can handle Squarespace. And there's always the help feature too, and the tutorials.
Right. I think that's one thing I was most concerned. I mean, just today, our old website kind of died. And so I had to contact three different people. All of them had to look up all these logins and passwords, and it was a real pain. And that was the big reason I wanted to try Squarespace, because when I asked them, when we're ready to pay for this, I said, you know, I use that as an example. Is it going to be easy for me to hand off to the next guy? And they said, no, just like you learn, they can learn, and we're here to help. So I think in the modern world, it's much simpler, and you can make it, you know, on there you can see lots of templates. They have them for so many different ways, from, like John's saying, from weddings. You could do a blog, you know, your photography collection, whatever you want to do, and yet it's not that much money, and I think you'd enjoy it.
And I think that you can take it from the basic information that maybe a person just wants for their personal website to a business, whether it's a small business or a relatively large business. Squarespace has the website for you.
And I like the ability that I could start with. Originally, I thought I would just do it one page. And I started doing it, and one of the template had it set up for six pages. Well, I started going through and filling it in and playing around with it. And I thought, I don't need some of those features. So it was easy to just delete those things. And when I would go in, I could add more features to it. So it has, like, one of the features on our main page is a carousel that I'd seen on John's Squarespace website. So it shows you a series of pictures that you come up with that are easily uploaded, and you have them on there. So I think it's a good idea. It takes time. It took me longer than I thought. But then I had this kind of a what I wanted to look like. And I think that's why you can go back and forth with their tech support people, and they will help you, you know, show you what you can do, what you can't do, and then to learn kind of their approach to it.
And so when you get ready to get started, what are some of the things that you need to have with you, such as text or pictures, things like that?
Well, I think what you have to do is decide, you know, if let's say I'll use the Apple group page. So what I knew is I knew that we wanted for who we were. So we came up with some text that described us. So that was one part of it. I asked John for some pictures from different meetings we'd gone to, and that's what I used for the carousel. Then I knew that we had events coming up, and so I got descriptions of those. I looked up their addresses, so I have a map on there, and all, so I kind of grabbed those little things. But, you know, I said a few minutes ago, you can add to it. I've added features to it since I first launched it a week ago. So it's an ongoing, and let's say I don't like something, I can delete it and try something different.
And there's a trial period.
Yes.
I believe it's 14 days. I'm not sure.
14 days, but the good news is it took me way more than that. So every time the 14 days, they send you an email and say, you know, your trial's almost done. You know, do you want to... And I kept extending it. And they were never hard-handed or say, oh, you're, you know... They didn't make you feel like, you know, you're stupid because it took you longer. But I had other projects going on at the same time. And so... They were very patient, and when I finally said, okay, let's do this, they were very helpful to make it, you know, the final bits and getting it paid for, etc.
Yeah, and I know we didn't touch it on when you talked about your biography, but you have quite a background in marketing, so you're familiar with this kind of business.
Yes, I enjoy, to me, what's interesting about the marketing of an organization is, you know, each era, there's new ways to finding out about things. And how many of us now use a computer, use your phone to look up stuff? So you really need a website to have that. Doesn't have to be complicated. You could make it one, but I think I'll be interested. Oh, I forgot. One thing that the website does, it gives you analytics. Well, that means it shows you who's looking at your website, what kind of computer they use, what operating system. How often have they done it? I mean, I looked at it just this afternoon. I was amazed at what all you can find out about your potential customer, you know, the one that's looking at this.
Right. I know in my last episode, I made the joke that nobody from South Dakota has listened to the podcast. So those analytics are fun to look at and are interesting.
Yes.
So, Gary, how does somebody get a hold of you if they have any questions about Squarespace or how you, the Laskin Apple Users Group?
So, you could get me through our Facebook page, you know, the Laskin Apple Users Group, or you can get us on the, you could get hold of us through our website, one we've spent this time talking to you with. So that's akappleug.com.
Yes, and we're getting ready to start our fall season for the Alaskan Apple Users Group. Our next meeting is September 11th. That's a Wednesday. Our meetings are always the second Wednesday of each month through June. It's at the British Petroleum Energy Center at 6:45. We'd love to have you as a guest. And do you have anything in closing, Gary?
Well, always you can find out what we're doing at the Alaskan Apple Users Group on our Facebook page or on our website, which is what we've talked about tonight. Come and join us.
All right, so that's all we have for Mac Minutes. Until next week, if you have a question, please see our show notes, or reach me through the Mac Minutes webpage located online at macminutes.blubrry.net. As a reminder, we have Mac Minutes mugs available to support the podcast. You can get yours by going to the Mac Minutes Facebook page at facebook.com/MacMinutes. Other places are Twitter at Minutes_Mac, and our Mac Minutes podcast group is available on Facebook to join if you want to provide input, discuss devices, or provide ideas for future podcasts. Thank you again for listening, and Mac Minutes is available on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. So have a great week. We'll see you next week. Talk to you again. And this is the Mac Minutes Podcast.